Starting next week, thousands of Iraqis living in the U.S. can register to vote in Iraq's upcoming election. The U.S. is one of 14 countries where Iraqi expatriates can cast a ballot. Interest in the election is high in the U.S. cities that will have polling sites, but many Iraqis in other parts of the country complain they're being disenfranchised. Michael Leland of Michigan Radio reports.
Even though Haider al-Sadi hasn't been in Iraq since he was an infant, later this month, the 23-year-old plans to cast a vote in Iraq's first free, competitive election in more than half a century.
I think it's important for all Iraqis to make sure that the people who are living currently in Iraq are in good hands. And in order for us to do that, we need to take part in the voting process so that the right people are put into place, so that they can make sure that all the Iraqi people are taken care of.
Al-Sadi is attending a meeting about the election at this Muslim school gymnasium in Dearborn, Michigan. As young boys and teenagers practice their jump shots, older men and women talk politics. Dearborn is home to several thousand Iraqis, including many Shiite Muslims who fled Iraq after a failed uprising against Saddam Hussein in 1991. John Gatorin heads the Detroit field office of the International Organization for Migration, a group based in Switzerland that's running the balloting in the United States and 13 other countries. He says about 100,000 Iraqis in the Detroit area could be eligible to vote, and about 250,000 nationwide.
If you have some connection with Iraq, you're going to be able to vote. And if you can prove that with any ID, even if it's an American, even if you're an American citizen, you're eligible to vote.
Voters have to be at least 18. They have to have been born in Iraq or can prove that their father was born in Iraq. They're eligible to vote if they're a U.S. citizen, even if they've never set foot in Iraq. That's the case for Martin Manna, who heads the Chaldean American Chamber of Commerce. Chaldeans are Christians who, while minorities in Iraq, comprise the majority of Iraqis in Metro Detroit. Manna says he was born a few years after his father fled Iraq to protect himself and his family from Saddam's government.
He was an assistant editor to the daily paper, wasn't really allowed to express his views. The editor was murdered, and my dad thought that he and the family were next, so they escaped and came to America like so many others did, and really never had the opportunity to go back because we were often viewed as being anti-Saddam Hussein.
Martin Manna says it's significant that many Chaldeans will now get the chance to help shape the government that replaces Saddam.
This might be our best opportunity to get members of our community in the future parliament of Iraq.
But not all Iraqis in the U.S. are happy about how the election will be held here. There are only five cities where they can vote: Detroit, Chicago, Washington, Nashville, and Los Angeles. Chaldeans, Muslims, and other Iraqi groups say they also have significant populations in places like Arizona, Florida, and Texas. They complain it'll be a significant hardship for Iraqis in those areas to get to a polling place. They'll have to make two long trips, one next week to register, and one at the end of the month to cast a ballot. Fairuz Hancock is an Iraqi who lives in Dallas. She says she and her unemployed husband just can't afford to participate in this election.
The nearest place to go is Nashville, and that's like at least 10-hour drive, and you have to go twice.
The International Organization for Migration points out that the United States has more polling sites for this election than almost any other country outside of Iraq. John Gatorn of the IOM's Detroit office says his group had just a little more than a month to organize the voting and has tried to include as many Iraqis as possible.
The polling centers are in places where Iraqi people are most concentrated in the United States. There are a lot of places with smaller communities that don't have polling centers, but people need to keep in mind that from the get-go, this was a limited operation, so it wasn't targeting every person.
Gatorn says his toughest job has been finding a polling place big enough to handle the thousands of voters in the Detroit area that's still central to the various Iraqi communities here. As boys wrap up their basketball games at the Muslim American Youth Academy in Dearborn, Aftal Al-Shami talks about just how eager he is to vote. He says it'll be the first time he's been able to do something for his native country.
For the last 25 years, I worked in USA. I helped USA as much as I could. I worked in the engineering field. Now this is the time when I see myself in the other image of Iraqi image. And this is where I am trying to help as much as I could.
Other Iraqis who plan to vote say similar things, that no matter how long they've been in the United States, participating in this election is making them feel both patriotic and a bit nostalgic for the country they left behind. For NPR News, I'm Michael Leland.